أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا أعطيناك الكوثر فصل لربك وانحر إن شانئك هو الأبتر. صدق الله العظيم. Yesterday we discussed the aspects of why the surah was revealed upon our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and in response to the arrogance and the rebuke that the kuffar had shown to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, especially because the male offspring of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had all passed on, they felt and they thought that there would be no one to take the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in response to that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that certainly we had granted you al-kawthar. Kawthar, as we said, means abundant good, and in that also the pond of Kawthar, or what we generally term as the Hawth of Kawthar, will be granted to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then there on the day of Qiyamah, one will see the spiritual offspring of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just a brief description of the Hawth of Kawthar, or the pond of Kawthar. In one narration, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that I was shown this very beautiful river in Jannat, which the water was whiter than that of milk, and I saw on both sides domes, and these domes were made of hollowed pearls. So I asked Hazrat Jibrail alayhi salatu wassalam that what is this? Jibrail alayhi salatu wassalam said that this is Al-Kawthar, and this is what will be granted to you. Now we may have an objection in our minds that when we speak about Kawthar and we speak about the pond or the Hawth of Kawthar, we generally speak about it on the day of Qiyamah, and the day of Qiyamah is not Jannat, and here Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that he saw it in Jannat, then obviously the one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam clarifies that by two water spouts or two channels, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cause from that river of Kawthar in Jannah, the Hawth of Kawthar to be formed on the day of Qiyamah. Also, when Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam says that he saw it, it was either on the Mi'raj of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, or perhaps in a dream, and the dream of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam is also wahi from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or sometimes Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam could have seen it in a state of awakeness, which is termed as kashf, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens certain realities for the Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam. Then we find in another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam describing the size of this Hawth of Kawthar, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has given various sizes from city to city, but perhaps for us the easiest to understand is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that its size will be that it will take a person 1 month's journey to move from one side and travel to the other. So that is how huge the Hawth of Kawthar will be. Then in another hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam describes the water as being whiter than milk and it being sweeter than that of honey. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam gives the smell and the fragrance will be that of musk. The utensils of Kawthar will be more than that of the stars that you may see in the sky, and it will be made of gold and silver. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said that I will be the first to come to the Hawth, and then my ummah will all throng and come towards the Hawth, and there will be many people from my ummah that will also be stopped from the Hawth, and they will be deprived of the water of the Hawth. So at this point in time, the Sahaba asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with regards to how would he recognize who the ummah is. In other words, is it not possible that people from other ummahs may come down to our Hawth? And there's also one important aspect that most of the muhaddithin, the scholars of hadith, have said, that each Nabi will have his own Hawth, his own pond, but our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam will have the best and the biggest of all of them. So is it not possible that somebody from another ummah will come to this ummah and to this hawd of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, no, I will recognize them by their sign. Now recognizing them by their sign, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam then explains that the places that you wash for your wudu, those places will begin to glitter and shine, and it is by those signs that I will see this ummah and I will recognize my ummah. Thereafter, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam explains who are those people that will be stopped. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that they are those people that I would call them towards the hawd because I will recognize that they are from my ummah, but they will be stopped, and then it will be said to me that you do not know after you had left the world how they had changed the deen, how they innovated in the deen. In other words, they brought about such things that were foreign into this deen, and the result is that they on the hawd al-kawthar, they will be stopped and they will not be given the water to drink, and they will be deprived of this kawthar. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from that. I think one very important aspect before we go on with the hawd al-kawthar is that when we begin to leave the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that is when innovations come into our lives. But provided that we are firm on the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then there is no need to add anything else into the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why when we look at the ahadith in general, we will find that those people that are firm on the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they don't have an inclination to bring about anything new in the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is a very, very important aspect. Then one last aspect of the hawd al-kawthar is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that when a person drinks from this hawd, then thereafter the person will never ever get thirsty again. In other words, whatever thereafter, if a person gets jannat, whatever one drinks from jannat, the reality is this, he will drink because of a desire, but not because of thirst. So such is this kawthar that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَانْحَرْ. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you and your ummah such a great benefit, such a great virtue, such a great boon and favor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and like always, we have to show our appreciation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in order to appreciate this, fasalli, then perform your salat. لِرَبِّكَ, for your Rabb. Now here in an environment where people were worshipping idols, people made gods out of things of this world, stone and wood, etc. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarifies this, that salat should be for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and one har means to sacrifice. In other words, your animals that you sacrifice also will be sacrificed in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The kuffar would sacrifice the animals in the names of the idols, and their sacrifice was that they will mark an animal and let it loiter around in the pastures, in wilderness, etc. And they thought that was a sacrifice in the name of the idols. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the sacrifice also should be for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For salli, to perform salat, is a bodily ibadat, and then to sacrifice and to make a qurbani for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is a monetary ibadat. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala includes in this every form of ibadat. Many are those ulama that say, here it also refers to the Eid al-Adha, that first we will perform our Eid salat, and after the Eid salat, we will sacrifice our animals in accordance to this command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna shani'aka huwa al-abtar. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala concludes that certainly your enemy, those that said that you are abtar, that you are cut off, and there is no one that will remember your name. But remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran also, inna kafaynaka al-mustahzi'in. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sufficient for you, for those that begin to taunt you, those that mock you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will always protect you, and Allah will respond on your behalf. And this is the response from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that huwa al-abtar, they will remain, or he will remain, a person who is cut off, and there will be no lineage. And we see it, who takes the name of Abu Lahab, for example, or Utbah or Shayba. Abu Jahl, his son Ikrama, had become a sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and a very close companion, as a matter of fact, to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but who takes the name of Abu Jahl? There is no one to take the name of Abu Jahl, and on the contrary we find that our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his biological lineage carries on and continues up to this day, and we find that the spiritual lineage of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or his spiritual children, continue by way of his ummah, taking his name from time to time, as we know that the name of Allah is taken, the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is taken, together with the name of Allah, it is proclaimed in the adhan, and there are no moments in this world in which the name of Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not taken. So such are the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.